pulling a dip in your hip, a glide in your stride. Welcome to the Mothership, the home of the travelers of the universe, with shows throughout the week. Everything you want, everything you could need. From the paranormal to the supernatural, from the spiritual to the unknown, from emotions to comedy. You can find us at Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and so much more. This is Lift Nation Network, the RNN. And now, your featured show. Shall we begin?
The burning question that lies within, deep into our hopeful, wistful hearts. The statement that wanders so freely throughout our inquiring mind, an awaiting mystery we attempt to solve so many times, again and again. For why do we dance upon this planet Earth that we call home? What is our purpose of being each single day that we awaken to one of nature's beautiful sunrises? For what or whom are we?
Okay, I'm hoping this video will play again. Let's see.
The burning question that lies within, deep into our hopeful, wistful hearts. The statement that wanders so freely throughout our inquiring mind, an awaiting mystery we attempt to solve so many times, again and again. For why do we dance upon this planet Earth that we call home? What is our purpose of being each single day that we awaken to one of nature's beautiful sunrises? For what or whom are we made? The answer sings so sweetly from our soul. We are spirits made exquisitely from stardust, simply stardust, dancing throughout the universe, souls waiting for our calling.
Hopefully, after that really rough beginning, everything is working. I keep waiting for things to work on. I don't know if it's my stream, but as they say, on with the show. Hopefully, you guys can see me, because right now I can't see me. So someone can let me know. I hope that we're all okay here. Hopefully, everybody can see me that is watching. On with the show. Okay. We are made of dust. This is a beautiful and poetic thought, and it's one that has been shared by many people throughout history. The idea that we are all connected to the stars and that our very being is made up of the same material that created the universe is a powerful one. It can help us to feel a sense of awe and wonder of the vastness of our cosmos, and it also reminds us of our own smallness and fragility. If you haven't met me, I'm Ariana Cherry. I was once a part of this network. I don't know if anyone back in, 2017, Josh and I were hosts of the Night Moves Radio, and even a little bit before that, I was a host when Howie, when this whole thing started. And here I am again, this time just a solo act, and it's just me, and this is all you get, and I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for the rough beginning. It kept telling me I had a strong connection here, and then Restream kept saying, sorry, no connection, and it kept shutting down. Oh, but on to what I was speaking about, stardust. So what got me thinking about stardust anyway? And the fact that we are all made up of stardust and energy. Returning to the Earth, you know, facing, you know, throughout the universe, once we have passed, we're just going to be energy and stardust. You know, what got me thinking about that? Well, over just about a little ago, we had to put our little kitty Fluffy down. Now, backing up a little, I had 6 cats once. Now we have 5. There's a mother cat that comes around this neighborhood, and she had the cutest litter. And I adopted that litter. There were four. There was Fluffy, and then there's Tigger and Marmalade and Jefferson. And Fluffy only got to be maybe a year old. I'd taken care of her since she was a kitten. And I noticed she started having trouble breathing, and she was breathing really fast and really hard, and she was so scared. She didn't know what was wrong with her. And I took her to the vet, and I, you know, had no idea. I thought maybe, I don't know, she needs some kind of breathing treatment. You know, I didn't know. I didn't think it was anything serious. And by the end of the day, we got there, and they had had her in an oxygen kennel all day. They had done x-rays, and they found out she had fluid all over. There was fluid in her lungs, and in her heart, fluid in her liver. And they weren't able to drain any of it. And it was really sad. And they said the only thing and the only option we had was to do, basically put her down. That would be the respectful thing to do. I've never myself had to make the decision to put an animal down, and it really sucked. What she had was the animal version of coronavirus. Imagine that. This was passed on from her mother. It was nothing she caught from a person. The mother had passed it down. There's no treatment and there's no cure. Although after some further research, after the fact, after we put her down, UK, there are some treatments. There's some vaccines, but it doesn't prolong their life really any much longer. And it doesn't really make life any easier for them to live. Basically, you would just be keeping the cat alive for yourself. So, you know. But the vets did tell me if I hadn't taken Fluffy in, she wouldn't have survived outside. I basically gave her a year of life. And since I brought her in, I was able to give her a year. It's really still hard for me to accept because I still feel guilty sometimes. But I keep being told that was the best thing I could do. It was the respectful way to put her down. And at least I have, before we put her down, they sedate the kitties a little bit, you know, kind of like when they put them to sleep to surgery. She was in my arms and she was purring. She was the happiest little thing before she went to sleep. So I have that memory of hearing her purr before she left us. Fluffy was the sweetest and the most curious little cat. She followed me around and she watched me do everything. I mean, like everything. She watched me cook. She watched me get ready for work. She watched me do the dishes. Oh my gosh. She just watched me and when I was doing my art. She was always right there. She was so curious. And she had the cutest little growl. My brothers would annoy the heck out of her. I still hear it. And it just to hear a little kitty, a little girl kitty just growl. It was hilarious. And really, probably she was just entirely too sweet for this world. And she was taken away from us way too soon. And now with the Stardust issue, it's my hope that she's still here around us. Sometimes out of the corner of my eye, I'll be walking down the hallway. We don't have a highway in our house. I'll be walking down the hallway and I'll see the dresser in Josh's library. It's where she liked to sit. And I think I'll still see her sitting on that dresser by the window just for a split second. Every once in a while, I think I hear her meow just for a split second. And there's been a few times I've been in the kitchen or playing with her brothers, and I swear I feel her brush against my leg. And so I think she's still around here. Fluffy is our little star, our little ball of energy. She's Stardust. She's still here among us. She's her own little Stardust shining on forever. We all live on. Our energy, echoes of our voices, our laughter, the footprints left behind of the things we did. Whether it be that we, like me, I'm a creative, you know, the art we did, stories we wrote, stories we shared with family members and friends, if we played an instrument, the songs we shared, if we played guitar, I play the keyboard, you know, the memories that we tell from our parents, our children, as we get older, our grandchildren, the clothes we wear, if you leave those behind, the books we read, all of those are little footprints. That will, you know, the things we owned, yeah, it tells a little bit about us, but it's all the stories inside of us that we share. Everything about us, that's what we leave behind. That is our stardust. That will be our legacy. It will be what we leave behind, what will echo on throughout the universe. One day, all of us will end up stardust. We'll be shining in the hearts of everyone who knew and loved us. And my little Fluffy, her little short, but well-lived and well-loved legacy has left her imprint upon my heart. She's a handful of stardust that I can throw out there. I can share her story with anyone who's willing to listen. Especially this whole Corona cat virus. It's called something else. I can't remember. It's a long term and it's made up of three letters, but it's something I can let others be aware of, especially if they have kittens. It's kind of rare, but it does happen. And because it was rare, it happened to me. I feel like I always have these rare, weird things happen to me. But Fluffy now, I can share her stardust by sharing her story. I can share her legacy. And I actually have her legacy, well, part of her sitting in our living room. We had her cremated, and she's in her own little box. And I've got little pictures in there. I've got her paw print and a little clipping of her hair. Those are the physical parts about her. But the stories and the memories I have of her, that's stardust. And it's her way of making her mark in the universe. And maybe you can think about what kind of legacy that you want to be remembered by. What will be your stardust? Will you leave your stories maybe in a journal? Perhaps maybe do a recording. Or, like today, with all this technology, you can do a video, you can start a YouTube channel, you can Facebook videos, all of the way that we're streaming right now. You can make it public. You can make it private for them to access later. You know, there's so many ways that we can leave our story. But, you know, sometimes even though we have that physical part, like on video where we can hear their voice, we can see them, it's also the stories, you know, that are right here in our heart. That's the stardust. You know, I was listening to a video also, it's kind of what inspired this whole thing, about leaving your legacy. And when you remember people, one of the first things to go from your memory is usually their voice. So what he's doing is he's tape recording and he's doing YouTube video and he's talking about his legacy. He even had his family ask him questions and he answered those. So now all his family, friends, grandkids, they can hear his voice because 40 years later, he's kind of saddened by the fact that he doesn't remember his father's voice anymore. My grandmother, I still remember her laugh and her voice because I've made sure I've kept that with me. She passed away 2009, I think, or 2010. She's been gone a while now, but I remember her every day. It's made my point every day to remember her. And I've made sure I've remembered her voice and her laugh. So it never leaves me. And I think the memories that we hold in our heart and in our minds, those are the most powerful ones. Even though you can physically see someone on a screen, you can physically hear them in audio. The stuff that we hold near and dear inside of our souls, that's stardust. So think about, how would you want your loved ones to remember you? How do you want your legacy to be remembered? where do you want your stardust spread? Ultimately, it is up to you how you want your legacy to be remembered. But whatever you choose, I hope you find a way to share your story with the world. Your story is important, and it deserves to be told. We are all made of stardust, and we are all part of something much larger than ourselves. It's a huge, infinite world out there. It just goes on and on. I mean, forever. We go on forever, eternally. We're all stardust. But for now, let us cherish the time that we have with our loved ones. And let us remember that even when they're gone, they will always be with us in spirit. These physical bodies, they're not meant to live forever. But it is our souls and the memories that will carry on. And we will dance on under all the shining glories of the scattered stardust. We are all stardust. It's all a part of life. We are born in these physical bodies. And as they say, we all return to dust. And that is where we one day end up, but not dust in the ground. Stardust.
The creative process. As we try to focus the image that we see in our minds, as we try to relay the message in our hearts, how do we interpret so that it is clear to the viewer? Each mark, definite or undefinite, as we erase, draw, and then try to reimagine. It is a process, just like life, stepping, sometimes falling, and then getting back up again. Bits of our life are work in process. Just like the many canvases an artist creates on, each part of our life is our own canvas. It is a process. We are a creation. Life, it keeps on creating. Life, the creative process. We humans, we are a work of art. We are our own canvas. Always creating, it is a process.